Welcome to the Labor Radio Podcast Daily for Sunday, August 20th. Here are highlights from last week's Labor Radio Podcast Daily.
There's hate, there's fear, there's stereotypes, especially when you're still in a region of conflict. And we believe that by bringing Jews and Arabs together, we create trust, we create love, we create friendship, which can deal with such a conflict and thrive for a shared society in Israel for equality and equity within Israeli society.
That's from Union Talk, the podcast from the American Federation of Teachers.
If you live in a region like Southern California where the cost of living is high, $21 is still poverty pay.
Well, $25 honestly doesn't really get you to over the hump. It's a very expensive place to live. California is not a cheap place to live.
And there's a lot of studies that the minimum wage, had it gone up according to inflation, would be at $25 an hour. And there's, you know, that's why the fight for 15, it's like that's kind of done. You know, now it's the fight for 25.
That's from Working Voices on KPFK in Los Angeles.
Workers have finally started to realize that a worker is a worker, period, mm-hmm. The end. Whether you work for Starbucks, a building trades, an actor, a writer, you know, it's workers.
They had a big demonstration on Thursday down at Buckingham Fountain. Had a really nice turnout. The writers were there in support. Nurses, teachers, operating engineers, of course, and various other building trades, the Teamsters. It was just a sort of a support rally to show the actors that everyone is behind them. And
that's from the Workers Mike on WGN in Chicago.
Elliot sent organizers to Baltimore. In the summer of 1969, Lutheran Hospital and then North Charles General organized. But it could have stopped there. In the wake of a 113-day strike by black workers in Charleston, Johns Hopkins decided that wasn't worth it. Elliot decided not to go the route of legislation in Maryland because there was so much agitation among the workers. Just keep it going and threaten another big strike among black hospital workers in Baltimore in 1969 after what happened there in 1968, and Johns Hopkins folded.
That's longtime union organizer Bob Mullenkamp on the Labor Heritage Power Hour.
You hear stories about, you know, these shows where there's a rope down the middle of the auditorium separating the black teenagers from the white teenagers, and the teenagers tearing that rope down and dancing with one another, much to the horror of all kinds of people, including the Ku Klux Klan. Rock and roll, in my opinion, played an extremely important role in helping to push the civil rights movement along, because you had all of these kids, you know, that were suddenly listening to this music, white kids listening to Little Richard and Fats Domino and Chuck Berry, black kids listening to rockabilly. It just really broke down all kinds of barriers.
That's from the Labor Heritage Power Hour. Highlights from last week's Labor Radio Podcast Daily, available on your favorite podcast app. Just search for Labor Radio Podcast Daily. In today's labor history, on this date in 2021, Liz Schuler was elected president of the AFL-CIO by the Executive Council to complete the term of Rich Trumka, who had died August 5th of a heart attack. Liz was the first woman elected to head the Federation. Today's labor quote is by Liz Schuler, who said, "To all the workers out there who are fed up and fired up, we stand in solidarity with you and with every person who wants to exercise their right to organize." The Labor Radio Podcast Daily is supported by our friends at Union Plus. You can find out more at unionplus.org. This has been Chris Garlock for the Labor Radio Podcast Network. You'll find all our shows at laborradionetwork.org.